Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our morning of inspiration is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. His message is entitled, Satan Can't Earn Your Soul. That sounds like it is going to be a very good one. So we ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, excuse me, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Thank you so much for your gracious introduction. Happy Friday to you and your family. Happy Friday to everyone on our call this morning, and thank you so much for listening. I'm Brother Bryant Tansel. We're head up the ministry at Central Church of Christ at Smyrna, Georgia. We're about ready to do some more of God's work this year. Happy Black History Month to all of you out there, and it's just a great day, so happy Friday to you. So our title is Satan Can't Earn Your Soul, and I'm going to add to that. So Satan can't earn your soul when your soul belongs to God. Today we're going to look at the story of Abijah and how he didn't let Satan defeat him, And if you have your Bible with you, you can turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verses 1. We're going to read about this Bible, about this battle, 2 Chronicles chapter 13 and verse 1. But Abijah didn't let Satan defeat him. He relied on God for his success. Sometimes in life you face insurmountable odds. You're outnumbered. Things seem hopeless. You want to throw in the towel, as they say. And sometimes the deck is stacked against you. But if you truly call on the Lord with a right heart, you too can win. So how can relying on God lead to success for us? In 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verses 1, we're going to read about this story here. It says, "Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was a war between Abijah and Jeroboam." So there was a war that broke out. "And Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war." It says he had 400,000 chosen men, and Jeroboam came to battle with 800,000 men. Mighty men of valor is what they called Jeroboam's men. So right at the beginning, you hear 400,000 on Abijah's side versus 800,000 on Jeroboam's side. And it says, the Bible says in verse 4 that Abijah stood up upon Mount Zemarim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and said, "Hear me, thou Jeroboam, and all Israel. Ought ye not know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt?" Remember the story about the covenant of salt. "Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and hath rebelled against the Lord." So sometimes these devils, they get a little anxious, don't they? They want to rise up and acquire more land, acquire more power, more people, more resources. Verse 7 tells us, "And there are gathered up unto him vain men, the children of Belial, and have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tenderhearted and could not withstand them." Verse 8 says, and now ye think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David, and ye be a great multitude, and there are with you golden calves which Jeroboam made for you gods? Have ye not cast out priests of the Lord, the sons of Aaron and the Levites, and have made you priest after the manner of the nations of other lands, so that whosoever cometh to consecrate himself with a young bullock and seven rams, the same may be a priest of them that are no gods?" And this is what Abijah says, "But as for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsake him. And the priests which minister unto the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites wait upon their business. And they burn unto the Lord every morning, and every morning burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. The showed bread also set they in order upon the pure table, and the candlestick of gold with the lamps thereof, to burn everything. For we keep the charge of the Lord our God, but ye have forsaken him." So listen how Abijah relies on God. And it says in verse 12, "And behold, God himself is with us for our captain, and his priests with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you. O children of Israel, fight ye not against the Lord God of your fathers, for ye shall not prosper." But Jeroboam caused an ambush to come about behind him. You know, sometimes the devil makes an ambush happen. We can't always see what his next move is going to be. But the Bible tells us that old Jeroboam caused an ambush to come about behind them. So they were before Judah, and the ambush was behind them. So of these 800,000 men, there were some in front of them and some behind them. So it looks like things are closing in on Abijah and his troops. And verse 14 tells us, "And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind them, and they cried unto the Lord, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, It came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel, Judah, and God delivered them into their hands. So that's the story. Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter, and it says they slew 500,000 chosen men, and they continued to pursue them and took other cities from them as they continued to defeat them in battle. And when we move down to verse 20, it says, neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. Abijah relied on God, even though the odds were insurmountable against him. He had twice as many men fighting against him as he had on his side. So do you see what can happen when you rely on God? And if you remember the story of Solomon over there in 1 Kings 3, 5 through 14, where in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream. And he said, Ask what I should give you. Solomon, he didn't pray for wealth. He didn't pray for worldly things like we prayed for. He said, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? So this speech that Solomon gave, it pleased the Lord. And Solomon, the way he asked, he could tell his heart was right. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither have you asked for riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. So the Bible says that God had blessed him with that wisdom. And he said, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. No one's ever going to be wiser than Solomon. That's basically what he's saying. So in life, we know that sometimes we face insurmountable odds. We're outnumbered. Things seem hopeless. You want to throw in the towel, as they say, and sometimes the deck is stacked against you. But if you truly call on the Lord with the right heart, you too can win. And today we discussed how Abijah won. And I'm confident you can achieve the same success in your life if you rely on God. What does the Bible say? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's in Romans 8 and 31. So with that, I will turn to a word of prayer. Father, thank you for allowing me to deliver this word this morning. Thank you for our listeners under the sound of my voice. We're praying today for a personal friend of mine, Dwight Ford, who lost his father this week. Be with his family today during that funeral in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Be with others under the sound of my voice that may have lost someone close to them or someone they know. Or maybe there's someone that they're not as close to, but they did hear that someone is going through a time where they have to let go of someone they care about so much. We continue our prayer for the Charles Champion family in Memphis, Tennessee, a cousin who I spoke to last year for an hour. He was 90 years old. Just a great inspiration to me and my family. I continue the Champion family in prayers today. We're praying for our sick, our caregivers who are taking care of loved ones who oftentimes bear health problems and stress and worry. And sometimes they become as sick as the person they're caring for because they just worry about them so much. And they feel guilty sometimes that they can't do everything that they want to do. And sometimes it comes to the point of letting the healthcare professionals take over and do their job. And that's the hardest decision we have to make, is to let our family members go to another setting and another place. But there's professionals out there that are trained that can provide round-the-clock care for loved ones. And that's a really tough decision to make at times. And we know that sometimes we have to make it. The Lord be with us as we struggle through these things. Thank you so much for our ministers who are on this call Monday through Friday of every week. Pray for them and their families, that they continue to grow in the word and Shine the light for us that we can walk in the path that you want us to walk. We pray for everyone traveling this week. We pray for all the people under the sound of my voice and what's on their heart today. May they pray for wisdom. May they pray for strength. May they call and rely on you and not pray necessarily for wants, but pray for what they need, Lord. But you know what we need before we even ask for it. Continue to give us grace. Shine your light down on us and let us open our eyes and see that light and walk in it. Happy Black History Month. Everyone have a great weekend. And this is our prayer today in Jesus' name. Amen.